Are we rolling? We are rolling. Once again, Mr. Wordsworth, back again, the incredible rhyme animal. A little word for you on rhyme animals. There really aren't any in Canada, I know, because I watched the Hinterlands Who's Who when I was a child, and they never once mentioned rhymed animals, so they don't exist. So it's Sunday night, and made it through the hurricane, as you can probably tell if you follow me on Twitter. There really isn't much to say about it other than it was a lot of sound and fury signifying nothing, resulting in some trees that got knocked over, branches and leaves all over the place, and power that was out for several hours. I think I had said to you on Friday that Hurricane Juan took out the power where I lived way back in the day for about a week, and the power went out here yesterday around 10:30, 11 o'clock, and I had said to m'lady that I thought it probably wouldn't be on until the next day, and she disagreed with me and said it should be on by supper time. And I went out for a walk probably around 3 o'clock or so and saw some Nova Scotia power workers and asked them, and they had said, oh, probably not till this evening, sometime early tomorrow. So, and it came on at 4 o'clock this morning. So who was right? I was right. Anyway, I thought I would take a moment to thank a couple of people for being really, really good spirits. Miracles for Ring 14 for being one of the first persons to reach out and sort of mention the fact that they were a little concerned about Earl heading this way, which was kind of nice because being way out in the West Coast, and in the U.S., it's kind of interesting to see that people are sort of keeping an eye on the weather. But then again, I think if you're on the West Coast with earthquakes and such, you probably are a little bit more attuned to what's going on meteorologically than other people. You know, natural occurrences. But the thing that was really wonderful yesterday was I had asked people to tweet as I am Mr. Wordsworth, using that hashtag, and a few people did, so I wanted to shout out to them, and that would be Dan Nagel, I'm going to pronounce it that way, Jeff Holton, Sunset Lover 68, I'm Ready for You, One Girl Rambles, Mara Lizzie, Pen Handler, I don't know, can't even pronounce this, it's Spurdrph, so Spudrp, Art and Dee Dee, Proofing Sandy, LCSS ASAP, My Tweaklet Life, and Tip Your Hat. They all were worth tweets, and I started them all. It was really touching, actually, to see them, because I didn't look for them until today, because I thought, nobody's going to do that, but they did. And also to Blonde Housewife, who I chatted with a little bit about the hurricane in advance of it coming. So all of this, it was really nice just to sort of reach out and chat to a couple people about it, because you really have no idea what's going to happen. And, you know, if unlike most people around here who were sort of talking about what was happening and what was going to go on, I was sort of talking about zombies and other weird things like that. I don't tend to take all these things seriously unless they really need to be taken seriously. We all have things that we get hung up about. My hang-up is work and lack of work, and I think that that's well and enough to worry about, and anything else I will take with a grain of salt, and that includes a lot of things that are probably sacred to people, and, you know, it's all meant to just be fun. I think if you sort of poke behind the veil and talk to me, you'll find that a lot of the snarking and silliness that I talk about is not necessarily things I believe or don't believe, for that matter. It's just things that I say just to see what happens. kind of like a shit disturber. Anyway, we're past the 4-minute mark, so we're going to have to start wrapping this up soon. I'll just check, though, and see if my lady wants to add anything other than...
Nope,
of course not. So there you go. There you have it. We're fine. The power's back on. The weather's cooler. It's feeling like autumn is going to be with us very, very soon. So, once again, remaining yours truly and always, Mr. Wordsworth. Stay safe, America, and have a pleasant evening. And happy Labor Day. Go watch Jerry Lewis. I'm sure there'll be hours of fun there. And Charo, no doubt.